This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister, or rather, Israeli Minister Benny Gantz announced his resignation from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's emergency government on Sunday, withdrawing the only centrist power in the embattled Lear's far-right coalition amid a months-long war in Gaza. Gantz said at a news conference, Netanyahu is preventing Israel from advancing toward true victory, and Gantz said he is leaving with a heavy heart but with full confidence.
I know that the other people are staying there, mainly Yoav Gallant and Prime Minister himself. They know what should be done. Hopefully they will stick to what should be done, and then it will be okay.
Israel freed four hostages over the weekend in a raid on a refugee camp in Gaza. VOA's Arash Arvasadi has the story.
It was the largest hostage recovery operation since the beginning of the war late last year. As a freed hostage arrived at a medical facility in Tel Aviv, people sang in Hebrew, "The people of Israel are alive." It's a stark contrast to the Nusrat refugee camp in Gaza, where the Israeli operation left more than 270 Palestinians dead, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Arash Arvasadi, VOA News.
Ukraine said on Sunday its forces hit an ultra-modern Russian warplane stationed on an airbase nearly 600 kilometers from the front lines. If confirmed, it would mark Ukraine's first known successful strike on a fighter plane lauded as Russia's most advanced. The strike came shortly after Kyiv's Western allies authorized the use of their weapons to hit some targets on Russian soil, but it suggested that Ukrainian-made drones